This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He is replying to a discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. The Home Minister said the Red Corridor was created by the Naxalites in 12 states and the rule of law ended in the affected areas. He said 20,000 people lost their lives in left-wing violence and 12 crore people lived in poverty for years without any development. Highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from left-wing extremism after 2014, Mr. Shah said the security apparatus has been strengthened with the creation of 596 fortified police stations. He said Naxalite affected districts, which were 126 in 2014, have now been reduced to 2 districts. He said that in the last 6 years, 406 central armed police forces have been established and 400 bulletproof vehicles have been provided to security forces. The government today said that 99.92% villages in the country are covered with banking outlets within a radius of 5 kilometers. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, said that 100% villages in the Union Territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli are also covered with banking outlets. He said the endeavor of the government is to ensure availability of banking outlets within 5 kilometers of all inhabited villages in the country. The Rajya Sabha today took up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A general duty officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The bill has provisions that 50% of the total posts in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts in the rank of Additional Director General and all posts in the rank of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by Indian Police Service officers on deputation. Government today assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts are being taken to diversify the sourcing basis other than the Gulf countries.
States have been sensitized to prevent any panic regarding availability of fertilizer. We have sufficient stock available. Honorable Minister for Chemical and Fertilizer has already spoken to major state governments, the agrarian states, in this regard. We are keeping a strict watch on the diversion, black marketing and hoarding, etc. Efforts are being taken up to stabilize all the raw material supplies, including rock phosphate. Further proactive measures are being taken to diversify our sourcing basis other than the Gulf countries.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently engaging in discussions with leaders from various nations across the globe. He added that on March 28, the Prime Minister held talks with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and exchanged views regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He underlined that Mr. Modi condemned the attacks targeting energy infrastructure in that region. At the Asian Boxing Championships 2026, Preeti Pawar and Deepak registered contrasting victories to begin India's campaign on a positive note in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. The IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 38-4 in 5.4 overs against Rajasthan Royals in a third match at the Baraspara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals have won the toss and opted to bowl. The two-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.